Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Senate Republicans led by Susan Collins of Maine have discussed their proposed coronavirus relief package in a meeting with President Biden. Collins says the meeting was productive and that she came away feeling hopeful that an agreement can be reached.
We outlined for the president the provisions that we have proposed as part of an approximately $600 billion package.
The GOP COVID relief package calls for less than a third of the amount of spending that's being proposed by President Biden. The Biden administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to delay oral arguments in two cases challenging the previous administration's policies on border wall construction and asylum seekers. Details from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
If the Supreme Court agrees to postpone consideration of the cases as expected, at some later date they'll very likely be pronounced dead as a legal matter. The Supreme Court had allowed both Trump administration policies to continue, temporarily overriding decisions by lower courts. But President Biden has already issued orders pausing both the erection of the border wall and the Remain in Mexico policy, under which some 68,000 asylum seekers and others who crossed the border without authorization were sent to Mexico and told to apply for immigration authorization from there. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A major storm stretching from the mid-Atlantic to New England is causing near blizzard conditions in some parts of the Northeast. The storm prompted some cities to cancel COVID-19 testing and vaccinations on Monday. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker warned residents to brace for up to 18 inches of heavy wet snow before it's over and urged motorists to stay off the roads. The Biden administration is threatening to reimpose sanctions against Myanmar's military leaders for seizing power and detaining the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party was set to begin its second term on Monday.
Monday's military takeover marks the collapse of Myanmar's civilian rule after only a decade. In a statement, the military said there were unresolved flaws in November's general election, the ostensible reason for the coup. The White House warned that the United States opposes any attempt to alter the outcome of recent elections or impede Myanmar's democratic transition. Australia, Britain, Japan, and Singapore called on the country's military to reverse course and immediately release Aung San Suu Kyi. A one-year state of emergency has also been declared. The UN's expert on human rights in the country said the state of emergency in Myanmar is the military itself. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Major League Baseball players are rejecting a proposal to delay the start of spring training and opening day because of the coronavirus pandemic. On Friday, MLB proposed that spring training be pushed back from February 17th to March 22nd, and that opening day be delayed from April 1st to April 28th, and that each team cut the number of games they play. But the Players Association says its members are committed to starting the 2021 season on time. Legendary singer Tony Bennett has been battling Alzheimer's disease since 2016. NPR's Anastasia Siokas reports that Bennett's family goes public with their story in the latest issue of AARP magazine.
Tony Bennett's wife, Susan Benedetto, and his son and manager, Danny Bennett, said they felt it was time to disclose his illness before the release of what may be his last album, a collection of new duets with Lady Gaga. The duo's previous album, Cheek to Cheek, debuted at number one on Billboard's Top 200 in 2014.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through.
Bennett's wife told AARP the magazine he is often disoriented, but still recognizes family members. And she told CBS This Morning he still sings and rehearses twice a week at home. Anastasia Tsoukas, NPR News, New York.
Actor Dustin Diamond has died 3 weeks after he had been diagnosed with cancer. Diamond was 44 years old. This is NPR News.
Support for